Welcome, my friends, to Psalm 37, the psalm of wisdom and patience in response to evil. David has wrestled through his own feelings toward evil in many psalms, but he's older now. Time has taught him patience, and wise old King David directs this psalm not to the Lord, but to us, to share the hard-earned wisdom that years of prayer and patience have taught him. You can hear the age and experience in his words. The psalm is a Hebrew acrostic, each verse beginning with the next letter in the alphabet. Grandpa David took time so that the young could memorize it. I have one grandson. He's two. His whole world now is adoring family and fun discovery. Someday soon, the real world will hit. Hatred, war, cruelty. It's not our job to shield them, but we should equip them to respond well. How do you respond to wickedness? Mentally, how do you process? The Bible calls us time and again to fight injustice and defend the weak. But Psalm 37 is about the heart's response. When you see the wicked do wrong, and worse yet, succeed, how do you guard your heart? We begin at verse 1. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. First tip, don't fret. The Hebrew word literally means kindle. Fretting over evil is like dumping dried pine needles on the sparks of anger in your heart. Be wise. The fireball you make will burn you and those closest to you. Stop fretting. Second tip, do not be envious. Don't desire what they have. It's tempting. Wrongdoers make a quick payoff. Taking is much faster than earning. Do not envy them. Why? Verse 2. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. The key word is soon. Look ahead, son. See their destiny. Verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. The opening foundation of our response to evil is trust in God. Trust Him and do good. Eyes off the wicked, eyes on the Lord. And dwell in the land. 7 times in this psalm, David will speak of the land. Land is a picture of God's enduring providence. The land outlives us all. It sustains generations. Enjoy safe pasture as the good shepherd enables. The wicked chase schemes, the righteous work the land. Verse 4 is much beloved. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Recall from Psalm 1 that delight is that spark of wonder and curiosity that captivates our attention. Redirect your focus off the evil and onto the Lord. Delight. Don't be fooled by grumpy religious piety that frets every evil. Stop kindling the fires of self-righteous anger and delight in the Lord's goodness, and He will give you the desires of your heart. But hold on. Is God suddenly your genie? What if your heart desires wicked things? Think it through. If your heart craves evil, I guarantee you are not delighting in the Lord. Try it. Take real time to delight in Him. Then tell me what your heart longs for. Verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn. Notice the reward. Wait for it. Righteousness pays off. Verse 7 is a call to patience in the Lord's presence. Wait for Him. Don't fret. Be still. Verse 8, refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. Third time now, don't fret. Stop. Refrain. Notice the self-control required, the action necessary. Turn from wrath. Turn your eyes away from the bad things they're doing and look ahead to where they're going. Verse 9, for those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. Watch that phrase, inherit the land. It will come back. A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. There's that phrase again, and this time I recognize it. the meek will inherit the earth. Jesus said that. It's the third beatitude. Jesus was quoting and reflecting on this psalm. Meek is a complex word. To a bully, meek sounds like weak, but meekness is chosen, a strength that isn't flexed. One Bible dictionary defines the meek as those wholly relying on God rather than their own strength to defend against injustice. Meekness is the outworking of our trust in God. The Bible opposite of meekness is self-assertive and self-interested. The meek will defend the weak, but allow God to defend the self. The meek will inherit the land. The Hebrew word means land, earth, dirt, territory, and it carries all the vastness and depth that the word still carries for us. When the old man says buy dirt, he doesn't mean a shovel full of brown stuff. He means land. Land to dwell on, land to grow in, land to sustain you. You know, maybe this is a country song. Throughout history, and still today, one of the greatest predictors of long-term success is inheriting land. David says, those who hope in the Lord, the meek, inherit the land. All of it from God. Jesus echoes it. In verse 12, the wicked plot against the righteous, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. They draw their sword to slay the upright, but in verse 15, their swords will pierce their own hearts. I love how verse 16 begins. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked. But how is that possible? The answer is time. Look down the road. In verse 18, the blameless spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever. So God's providence covers today and tomorrow. Your shepherd today, your provider forever. And there's that word inheritance again. Don't strive to take it. Trust the Lord to give it. In verse 19, trust him in times of disaster and days of famine. In verse 20, the wicked will perish. Like an old Cheech and Chong movie, they will go up in smoke. And verse 21 explores the world of takers and givers. Take a look. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. So who has more in the end, the taker or the giver? Simple math says it's the taker every time. But the question is a trick. Your view is too small. You forgot to account for the great giver and taker of all things. In verse 22, those the Lord blesses will inherit the land, but those he curses will be destroyed. There it is again, almost as if he wants our hearts set on it. Inherit the land. Next, the Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I love that picture. Firm steps. Stumble, never fall. And in verse 25, some well-aged wisdom. I was young, and now I am old. Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken, or their children begging bread. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be a blessing. I love this. For me, this is the great fulfillment of verse 4. When I delight in the Lord, this is the great desire of my heart. Not simply to be blessed or have my children blessed, but that my children will be a blessing. To be the conduit of God's grace to all they meet. And praise the Lord, my kids are grown and are precisely that. That blesses me. So in verse 27, David turns to us and makes this charge. Turn from evil and do good. Then you will dwell in the land forever. Wrongdoers won't last. Their offspring will perish too. But in verse 29, once again, the righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The psalm moves to closing with a call to listen to wisdom, to hear the righteous. The wicked may plot against, but the Lord protects. We began with trust, we end with hope. Verse 34, hope in the Lord and keep his way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are destroyed, you will see it. David reflects, he's seen the wicked. They thrive, then pass, never to be found. And his final admonition comes in verse 37. Consider, that means think it through. Consider the blameless, observe the upright. A future awaits those who seek peace. There's a future, a land, a legacy, but all sinners will be destroyed. There will be no future for the wicked. No future, no land, no legacy. And how do you survive today? In the final verses, the Lord is your stronghold. Take refuge in Him.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.